Dick's Sporting Goods, then Walmart. Two corporations, among others, that decided in the middle of a passionate debate about gun control, they needed to make a statement. This is new ground for corporations. They're typically reluctant to enter political debates, but these political times seem to be calling for it. In companies closer to home, politics is playing a role in the battle between ride-hailing services Uber and Lyft. In a YouTube ad for Uber, NBA stars LeBron James and the Warriors' Kevin Durant take what starts as a nostalgic ride through LeBron's hometown, but then get to criticizing President Trump. The ad is a bold move for Uber after a year filled with PR disasters. Among them, the company was seen as undercutting New York cab drivers who were protesting President Trump's travel ban. KQED's Silicon Valley reporter Sam Harnett joins us from our San Jose bureau to talk about all this. Hey, Sam.
Hi, Brian.
So let's talk first about this YouTube ad. What is going on here?
Well, what's going on is that Uber is trying to look cool, or as the company puts it, to become the official ride of pop culture. So back in October, Uber started interviewing NBA stars and then turning those videos into ads.
Ah, and I saw this LeBron and KD video, really beautifully produced, and they get really candid.
Yeah, really candid. They're talking about their lives, basketball, and then the conversation turns to politics, and here's where the controversy starts.
The number one job in America, the point of person, is someone who doesn't understand the people and really don't give a about the people.
So they're sitting in the back of the car, they're talking politics. LeBron says that, and then Kevin Durant comes in later and says that the country right now does not have a good coach. So you've got both stars criticizing Trump, which is really notable for Uber, because if you remember, Uber lost a lot of customers last year because it failed to appear like it was distancing itself from President Trump and things like his travel ban. Now that same company is giving a platform to LeBron and Durant, who are both really critical of the administration. And after this video came out, the conservative media then attacked LeBron and Kevin Durant, which ended up bringing even more attention to the ad and Uber. One Fox commentator actually said that LeBron should, quote, just shut up and dribble.
I think it's important to remember here that Michael Jordan, the LeBron James of his day, if you will, would not get political. Most people thought it was because of his corporate endorsements. Now you have LeBron James, Kevin Durant, not only getting political, but doing so in a corporate endorsement. That means times have changed.
You're right. Times have changed both for sports players and for corporations, too. I mean, now a corporation can't really stand on the sideline. And if it does, it risks losing customers. So whether it's gay marriage or immigration, companies are being pushed to take a stand. So this has been a really big deal with Uber and Lyft, which operate in cities where there are a lot of concerned liberals right now. And Lyft, on the one hand, has done a really good job of marketing to liberals. Last year, when Uber was struggling, Lyft donated $1 million to the ACLU. This is Uber sort of taking a punch back. And in the age of Trump right now, companies like Lyft and Uber and a bunch of others, they risk losing customers if they don't take the right stance on a social issue.
KQED Sam Harnett in Silicon Valley, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks, Brian.